You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Local officials across the country are continuing to battle the health and economic fallout from COVID-19. And in Boise, Mayor Lauren McClain was only 2 months into her tenure. You heard me right. 2 months when Idaho had its first confirmed case of the coronavirus. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Mayor McClain this week. He started by asking her about the health crisis.
The rates of infection, the numbers of hospitalizations are not getting any better. Do you have a sense of what we can be doing that we're not doing, or what is missing?
And that's a great question, George. And as listeners might have heard on Tuesday night at our city council meeting, we had a presentation from Central District Health's epidemiologist, Kimberly Link. The numbers are not good, and the positivity rate within our community is high, testing rate. And that also tells us that that we're heading in the wrong direction. And I asked Chris Hahn, the state epidemiologist, what more a city can be doing in advance of the presentation we had Tuesday, because I'm very concerned. Right now, it really is the basics. Like, we need to continue to remind the public that masking and distancing is so incredibly important. And Chris Hahn pointed out that the city itself has done a lot, and really it's the region and the state and the nation that together need to address this. And so, of course, I'm looking to what the governor of Utah announced on Sunday night. I hope to see some changes here within the state, and also have asked that our city and police department and the health district and ideally the governor's office sit down and talk about what can be done to curb this. Because while the numbers in other parts of the state look worse than Boise's numbers, you know, hospitals are sending people to Boise, which limits beds for our own residents. And that's the part that we're most concerned about, is the folks that are going to need to be hospitalized as this virus spreads as we head into winter and the holiday season.
It's interesting you mentioned the police. I read just the other day that police in Coeur d'Alene are actively sending cases of face mask violators and businesses that deliberately are not following safety protocols, and they're sending those cases to the prosecutor. Should Boise be doing that?
You know, that's a tough call. Right now we have an order in place by Central District Health, and I really believe that, you know, given their order and the protocols that they have, regarding businesses, that we need to partner with them to hold individual businesses accountable. There's also a lot of research out there that says, you know, if police start showing up and ticketing individuals for not wearing masks, et cetera, we become even more entrenched, and that does not help with increasing the amount of people wearing masks. So I get very concerned about creating more entrenched individuals and a sense of identity around masking versus not masking, when really what we're trying to do is get as high a compliance as possible. And in the city itself, you know, we hover around 70% compliance, which is not 100%. I recognize that. But I don't want to shift it the other way, where we see more and more conflict between those who are and who aren't. And again, I look to the need to have a statewide action to make it clear community by community that we're all doing the same thing.
Let's talk about the new fire chief, Mark Niemeyer, who has now been officially confirmed, but not before some conversation about the selection process. I want to make sure I understand this. He did not initially apply for the job?
He did not.
So if he was not one of the initial finalists, should the public have been given some more time for their own process of vetting to get to know him better before confirmation?
You know, that's a great question, and one that I grappled with myself. And this is what I came down to on this. It's my job and responsibility as the mayor of the city of Boise to create a team of directors, and in this case, to hire a fire chief. I had been so excited about replicating the process we used for the police chief. If you'll remember, the police chief was scheduled even to have community panels, but they were the week of the state shutdown order, so we scrapped that. So I even added community panels to the fire chief process because I wanted to have that opportunity, really to watch the applicants interact with the public and answer questions from the public. And what I learned through the process was my sense of what our community really needed. That was someone that understood where we were, that had a demonstrated track record of collaborating across agencies and departments, that demonstrated care for their employees and that could also partner in these tough budget times with our other department heads to serve the city in the most effective and efficient way possible and to keep our community safe. And I didn't find that in the two finalists, that the process that we thought would bring them to us. And after watching the community panels and talking with the finalists myself, I decided I needed to, you know, look for the person that embodied what I'd learned our community needed. And so I reached out to Mark at the recommendation of several different individuals. And now that he's been confirmed, we will have that opportunity for him to connect with the community. In fact, later today in my press huddle, Mark will be joining me to talk with the media, and then we'll set up some community times as well.
Let's talk politics for a moment. I have to assume that you were pleased with the outcome of the presidential election.
I was pleased. I really was. I expected going into this that the race would be tight. And just as we've done the last year, we'd continue to work with, you know, whichever administration ended up being the administration in January of 2021. But I did support Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And it meant a ton to me to see a woman on that stage, more so than I had any idea it would mean until I saw it happening.
But when I think about the relationship between Boise City Hall and the White House, especially in the last few years, in 2018, when you were council president and the council condemned President Trump's immigration policy, and last year, the council condemned some of the incendiary language that was coming out of the White House, can I assume then that you have a partner in President-elect Biden?
I believe that I do have a partner in President-elect Biden. And, you know, a couple of things. First off, a leader sets the tone and tenor of his or her community, state, or nation. And as the council took action to condemn language and other actions by the past administration, it was because we recognized that, that in our community, national issues hit home. And also, as we've seen around the country, the tone and tenor sent by a leader really has impacts on the way conversations take place in local communities. So there's that, of course. But then from a policy perspective, as we are seeking to combat the virus, seeking to rebuild our economy, to address a transition to clean energy, to combat the challenges of climate change, and of course, having tough conversations about where we head from a racial justice, race equity perspective, I see partnership and leadership that will matter at the top.
That was Boise Mayor Lauren McClain in an interview with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. To listen to more of George's interviews, make sure you go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.